The Cubs going for their second straight win over the Blue Jays at Wrigley. Hockey night in Canada's Don Cherry on hand, saying hello to Joe Maddon before the game. Pick up the action second inning, 1-0 Cubs. Jose Quintana facing Kevin Pillar.
Here's a pitch by Quintana, and that one rocketed to Bryant, who makes a catch. Into the glove, up into the air, and then to the bare hand.
Why not?
Swing and a miss, strike three. Four strikeouts for Quintana. It's 1-0 Cubs early. That is a base hit. One run in. Barney's going to try to score. Here comes the throw by Schwarber. Safe. And the Blue Jays have the lead 2-1. It's a single for Lopez, who advances on the throw.
Only two teams that are out of it in the whole league. Swing and a miss, Tepich strikes out, and that's a strikeout for Quintana, his fifth of the game. Here comes the 0-2 from Quintana. Swing and a miss, inning over. But Toronto gets on the board and takes the lead, a two-run single by Rafi Lopez. Happ hits a drive, deep left center field. Back goes Pierce, it's got a chance, gone! Ian Happ, an opposite field home run. Ball game tied 2-2, his 18th of the year, and it left the park by a wide margin.
Boy, this ball is really well struck. This is the perfect swing for a fastball away.
The 1-2, a ground ball toward the middle. This is going to be off the glove of Barney. A run, it's going to score. Cubs lead 3-2. Javier Baez, a single. Barney, the shortstop, angling over the second baseman, Ref Snyder. They were crisscrossing, and Barney got a glove on it and deflected the ball out of the range of Ref Snyder. Cubs get a break, Cubs get a run, and they lead 3-2.
Ground ball, Bryant can't get it. Little deflection, though, Baez got him at first. He just keeps one-upping himself.
How about this play? Just beyond the reach of Bryant. A late adjustment by Baez. This is incredible stuff.
The Cubs win their second straight over the Jays as Wade Davis converts his 26th straight save with the Cubs that ties Ryan Dempster for the franchise record. Jose Quintana the win, allowing two runs in six frames, striking out eight. Twos were wild for Ian Happ, two hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. The Cubs also made a move, claiming catcher Rene Rivera off waivers from the Mets. The Cubs win their second straight at home over the Blue Jays. Manager Joe Maddon spoke after.
He's capable. We talked about then, you know, he made the low throw to first that Riz bailed him out, and then he makes these unbelievable plays. He's just that guy. He is that guy that he's a game changer. He's kind of like a globetrotter. It might be like Marcus Haynes or Metal Ark back in the day. Just does those things on the field. He's incredibly gifted, and I think one of his best gifts is his short-term memory, that he doesn't carry a bad moment to the next moment. And that's why I think he's going to be so good a year or two from now, because he's just going to keep moving it forward. He's going to understand the at-bats better. He's going to make less mistakes on routine stuff. Even that Aoki ground ball, you see how he played through it? That was really nice the way he played through that ground ball. He did not lay back, partly because of the guy's speed, but that, there's a lot of times he'll lay back. He played through that ball perfectly. So he's constantly learning.
He also had the two-out hit, and Happ had a two-out hit. Yep. I think they both mm-hmm. Is that something that you've been really looking for, more of that?
We've been talking about it all year. You know, it's a big part of winning baseball, the two-out hits. It's really devastating to the other side, and it's really picks you up. They've gotten it the last couple of days. I mean, Pilar's been a big force for them. They've made these games close. Let's just move it back to Quintana. I thought Quintana was really good today also. It just seemed to me like better command. You know, remember the last game, a lot of fastball misses in. He was getting that pitch there today for a strike. Curveball was definitely more pertinent today. I didn't see a whole lot of changeups, but I saw him pitch with his fastball well and accurately and did a great job. They got their runs via, you know, a couple dumpers. It just happens sometimes. So overall, he was pretty – how many strikeouts did he have? That was a pretty nice day's work for him. Outstanding. And then how about Pena? That was a great inning for Felix. And then Ronnie, you get the ball, it's the bag, and all of a sudden there's a run in there. That's unfortunate. And Wade's been very sharp. So overall, a pretty good effort by the entire group.
Speaking of short-term memory, Ian Happ had four strikeouts yesterday.
Yeah. Of course. And that's part of it, just doing our work and looking at our work. He really trended strongly against their guy today, and there it was. So, and that's what you have to understand. Like I said a couple of days ago, using Schwarber versus Corbin in Arizona, that was a field gig on my part, just trying to utilize him in that ballpark. Yesterday wasn't. Yesterday, Happer, that was good stuff. But today he really trended well against their pitcher today, so it played out pretty nicely.
You had an adventurous day.
Crazy. I mean, he was all, down the line, in the hole, all off the bag, all kinds of crazy stuff going on down there. Give him credit, man. He made some really good plays, too. He just had a lot of tweener, awkward moments, plays that he was attempting to fulfill at third base. But I thought he did a great job also of hanging in there. That last play would have been spectacular if he had made the throw. But he just had a lot of, tweener stuff, awkward kind of plays down there.
The last couple of years, you've had a lot of young guys come up and have their first taste of the big leagues. How does Happ compare when it comes to acclimating to the major leagues?
Well, acclimation-wise, I think pretty darn good. The thing that he's hit homers, he's done all that stuff, but the thing he's done really well is when he hasn't played. It's almost like hobby. He's observed. He's never complains about anything. He stays ready. Even if you don't play him a couple days, he does not get pouty or, hang dog, all that crappy stuff. He's just like Javi was. Javi was like that. Javi would sit, wait his turn, and when his turn arrived, he'd be ready for that moment. So he's done well, I think. He's done really well.
Joe, did you notice the white wristband Joe West was wearing?
I did.
Umpires?
I was hoping his wrist wasn't hurt.
Yeah, it's a protest against verbal attacks on umpires.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, do you feel that they've been mistreated verbally?
No. I mean, listen, if they do, then that's their prerogative to feel that way. I'm not going to tell somebody how to think or feel. I mean, I get attacked constantly, and so it's just part of the job and the occupation. Sometimes you got to take some hits. Sometimes they're fair. Sometimes they're unfair. But anytime anybody wants to protest about something, I'm open-minded about listening to the whole thing. I don't know the whole thing. You're just telling me for the first time. I knew that there was wristbands. I knew there was obviously a reason. But I just need more information to really know what I think. But I always, everybody reserves the right to protest if they feel that something unjust has been cast upon them.
Joe, are you surprised with baseball?
My brother, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good to see you.
Nobody really is interested in me anyway. But
that's not true.
When they walked Javi, they didn't walk Javi, he got a base hit, and then Anthony in the seventh inning. I know you don't manage another guy's team, but it just seemed like those were the obvious moves to make to me.
Well, it's based on, who's pitching for them and what we had available after. I think, Happ's had a pretty good day, so you got to keep that in mind. It was left with Rizzo, wasn't it?
Right, but Happ struggles against left-handers.
Well, actually, his numbers aren't that awful. He did recently, but I think he's sitting right around 260 versus lefties. And it just depends on the lefty. Not all lefties are created equally. I think some people believe that. And same thing holds or applies to righties. There's their guy today. If you had eight righties versus their starter, you would start eight righties versus that right-handed pitcher, as an example today. They also have some lefties that play reverse too. So I wasn't completely surprised by any of that. Actually, we have good. That's why when you construct a lineup, you're always looking to protect people. And I think today Happ did a great job of protecting Rizzo, and then the bench did a great job of protecting Baez. That's the thing about when you get to the third or fourth at bat of a game, when the starter's out, and all of a sudden you can manipulate. See, earlier in the game, easily you walk off. In the latter part of the game, you could do more things from the bench. Thus, it causes a different thought on the other side. Well, actually, he's just really turning it on right now for me. I mean, he's pitched well, but if you've been following closely, a lot of 25 and 30 pitch saves. He's getting sharp right now. That's the difference. I know he's nailed it. Listen, there's nothing to complain about, but he knows. And right now, he's pitching pretty close to his optimal level. So, from our perspective, from the desk here, don't overuse him, because right now he's starting to feel it. That cutter was really good today, and the strike throwing is really improving. When he's at that level, he can get anybody out. So I just think that he's actually peaking at the right time. And I know the numbers look good. What is it, 25 or whatever it is, 26 out of 20. That's awesome. But I just think right now, the last couple outings, he's looking sharper than normal.
As a former American League manager, when you come into the National League ballparks,
yeah,
how much is it more preparation and how tough is it for an American League manager?
You're absolutely right, man. I would just freak. I would Jones on the whole thing. I don't know how many – I would look at my lineup card for like, I don't know, half hour, 40, just stare at it, and you attempt to try to visualize what you want. It's so different, and that's what I talk about, that they're the same game in a sense, distances and parameters and all, but it's entirely different when it comes to actually implementation of the game. The pitcher being in there causes so many more thoughts. It's a much more interesting game of baseball. You're right, man. The first time I did it was Terry Collins was suspended, and I had to do a game in Arizona. And I remember I had to do like eight games. He was suspended for eight games, I think. And that was my first National League game ever, was in a major league situation, so it was weird. And anybody that tells you differently, I don't agree with it. I've been through it. It's entirely different.
The Cubs go for the sweep of the Blue Jays on Sunday. Kyle Hendricks on the hill.